Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Ohio's football roots. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Before playgrounds and picnic tables dotted Triangle Park in Dayton, there was a football stadium. In 1920, the Ohio site was home to the first ever NFL game. A new documentary tells the story of the historic face-off between the Dayton Triangles and the Columbus Panhandles. Alan Farce is the filmmaker behind Triangle Park, and he's here to walk us through this special moment in football history. Hi, Alan.
Hey, how you doing, Kendall?
I'm doing great. I'm very excited to hear about this game. Can you just explain, how did Ohio become the birthplace of professional football?
Back then, we didn't play games. It wasn't as structured as, like, let's say, as the NFL now. You know, it was kind of like, hey, who could meet up, who could play? It was like for the love of the game, right? And so Ohio was really the epicenter of this. You know, a lot of the trains were used to get players and teams to places. Ohio being a really friendly way with a lot of people in each one of our cities, it really was the place to watch football. And you had, you know, other places, the smaller towns like Canton and the Akron Pros, who actually won the championship that first season. You know, all of these teams were coming out of Ohio. And then, of course, we also formed the actual league in Canton, Ohio.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Canton, because Dayton's obviously not the only Ohio town that has football history. Your documentary also takes us to Bender's Tavern in Canton. Can you describe what exactly happened there?
In Canton, after they would talk about the league and how they were going to form it, what the rules were, they would go over to Bender's, and that's where the guys would celebrate. So for us, when we're making our film, we wanted to reenact that moment of them coming together there and coming in and what that might have looked like, because it's not like there's a book on the events that happened of the first game in 1920. A lot of it's handed down stories from the descendants.
And that story is over a century old. Why is it still important to remember even after all this time?
Well, I think it's important because if you think about it, people should know their history. You know, we obviously know Neil Armstrong was the first guy on the moon, but this is also one of those seminal moments that you want your communities to know, like, hey, we really were the first game of the NFL, and we can educate our communities, have some pride, give people an extra bounce in their step. And it's great for tourism. You know, you can see the very first locker room. You can go in there and walk in that locker room, the same locker room, the same treasure, if you will, that the players did 103 years ago. So I think it's pretty special that you can still see something like that.
That is special, especially since we don't have the Dayton Triangles or the Columbus Panhandles around anymore. Instead, we have the Cincinnati Bengals and the Cleveland Browns. And I don't want to be too divisive, but I'm curious, who do you root for?
It just depends on what weekend, you know what I mean? So it depends on who's playing who. I was always a Rams fan, but, you know, these teams today, especially, you know, the Bengals and Browns and our connection with Paul Brown. And, you know, Paul Brown, one of his favorite players was Dave Reese, who was from Massillon, Ohio, who played for the Dayton Triangles. So there's a lot of history there.
That's Alan Farst. He's the writer and director of Triangle Park, a new documentary coming to select theaters today. Thank you, Alan, for your time.
Thank you, Kendall. Have a great day.
Market your organization while supporting important statewide journalism by sponsoring the Ohio Newsroom. Your message will be heard by thousands across Ohio daily during Today from the Ohio Newsroom segments. For more information, please email Kyle Wilson at kyle.wilson@ohionewsroom.org.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.